gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. Hello there, you beautiful faces. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so first off, man, it's been so long since I've made a video, and it feels so great to be back. And I want to wish everybody a happy new year, all right? So I am back for the 2023 year. All right. So as long as y'all are hitting that like and subscribe button. So if you're subscribed to this channel, make sure that you hit the like button. And if you're joining us for the first time, make sure that you hit that like button and make sure you subscribe to the channel because, this is a pretty awesome channel. So we got a story, a viral story at that of Angela Bassett's son, Slater Vance. Okay. And he's recently went viral for actually pulling a pretty sick prank on his parents, okay? You know, where he told his parents that Michael B. Jordan had died at the age of 35. I mean, who plays like that? I don't know. And in this clip that I'm about to show you all, if you haven't seen it, you see Slater's parents, Angela Bassett and her husband, Courtney. They look like they're about to get ready to go somewhere. And he breaks the news that Michael B. Jordan had passed away. Now, this is kind of crazy because Michael B. Jordan and Angela Bassett are close. I mean, they worked together on Black Panther. And this is coming at a time where people are still kind of mourning Chadwick Boseman's death. And I just didn't really like this. So I want you all to go ahead and take a look at this viral clip.
Did you, wait, mom, dad, did you hear this? Michael B. Jordan dead at 35?
I would sincerely like to apologize for the Michael B. for taking part in such a harmful trend. I apologize to Michael B. Jordan's entire family, his extended family, and him directly, as he is an idol of mine, and taking part in a trend like this is completely disrespectful. I don't wish any bad ramifications of this, of my actions, upon his family nor my parents, as they deserve none of the backlash. And I own this was a mistake, and I hope this can be a teaching lesson to anyone else who uses social media as a tool and a source of entertainment to truly understand that your actions can have consequences that extend beyond you. I apologize for any hurt that my actions may have caused my Mr. Jordan or my parents or anyone else who could have been involved in this, and I am truly and sincerely sorry, and I apologize. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, so y'all just seen that, and you know, here's my take on this. You know, I just don't understand how people are so easily influenced on TikTok. I just don't get it, you know, whether it's eating or consuming Tide Pods or, you know, all this other craziness. And this viral trend where teenagers are picking out their parents' favorite celebrity and then saying that that celebrity has passed away and recording it, it's just sick. Like, I've seen people on social media giving Slater the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, no, not over here on the Viral Report. We're not giving him the benefit of the doubt because at 16 years old, he knew better, okay? He's almost 17 years old. So you can't tell me that this young man didn't know what he was doing, you know, because when he was breaking the news to his parents, he was laughing.
You're 35.
You saw his mother. She had her hand over her heart, like in disbelief, like, oh my God, I cannot believe that. And his dad was also shocked, and all for social media validation, likes, clicks, subscriptions. I just don't understand. We on the outside, we don't know how close Angela Bassett is to Michael B. Jordan. But let's say she was really close to this guy. You know, that could have given his mother a heart attack, right? We just don't know. But he was willing to take his camera out, turn on the camera, and break the news, this fake news, to his parents. And I seen some people on social media, they were saying that, you know, maybe he got his ass whipped and that's why he apologized. No, he did not get one of these.
You might as well get ready to have the belt dipped in hot water right now. And whatever you got on, take it right off. I don't want to hear no crying because I didn't tell you.
Okay, mom, okay.
You call me now.
Okay, you're wrong.
Oh,
So, no, his ass didn't get one of those, okay? If he was in fear of an ass whooping like what I just showed you all, he wouldn't have pulled the prank. So that tells me Angela Bassett is probably not one of these old school parents as people would like to probably make her out to be, because she usually plays strong characters. You know, she usually have that look on her face like she just don't play. And I just don't think that that's the case. These seem like really well-grounded children. You'd never see them participate in any social media controversies other than this here. And this could have been something that really damaged both of their careers. Had they not acted swiftly? I mean, Slater issued an apology in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like, by the time that thing was posted, it was deleted. Which means his parents didn't play that, right? But I just don't think that Angela Bassett is one of these old school parents where she just took the belt out and just started wailing on him. Don't think that. I think she had a stern conversation with her son. And I think the father had a stern conversation with his son as well, and explained the importance of how damaging this can be. Hence why Slater swiftly created an apology video. Now, whether the apology video was sincere, he probably stayed up all night trying to figure out what he wanted to say. I hope that it is sincere. It came off like it was sincere, but you know, his mom is an actress. His dad is an actor, you know, so I don't know if this kid has any kind of acting training, you know, but I really want to believe that it's sincere. And I think it was sincere for the most part. The acting like he was about to cry, no. And I'm just not feeling his little prank, you know, just like I'm not feeling his little music career. Okay, I think his little Cat in the Hat rhymes, you know, he needs to work a little bit better on it. But hey, he doesn't make music for my age group, so... hey, I guess it really doesn't matter what I think, right? So, yeah, let me know what you all think in the comment section down below. Do you think that Slater got a stern conversation from his parents? Or do you think that his parents did the old school thing and put a belt on that ass? All right, so yeah, let me know what you all think. Do you think that TikTok is just destroying the youth? Hell, millennials as well, because just about everybody's on TikTok. It doesn't matter if you are Gen Z, millennial, Gen X, or hell, baby boomers. Let me know what your thoughts are down below, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace!
Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.